long queues for fuel and for food. As the public comes to terms with reality after the unrest, a picture is emerging of a power struggle within Kazakhstan's political elite. In protests this week, anger was directed at independent Kazakhstan's first president, 81-year-old Nursultan Nazarbayev. Old man, get out, they chanted. When those protests turned violent in Almaty, Nazarbayev was removed from the powerful position he still occupied, chair of the Security Council. Now his loyal associate, Karim Masimov, fired from his role as chief of national security, has been charged with high treason. Nazarbayev hand-picked Kasym Jomart Tokayev as his successor in 2019, but did not relinquish power. Both men played a leadership role, attending international meetings together as recently as last month. That has now changed.
We now entering the Tokayev era. Like, if this guy is going to be in charge, because he's now going to put his own men in charge, he's going to have his own government in charge. So he got rid of all the people who were hanging over for the prior regime.
The swift deployment of CSTO security forces, 3,600 Russian-led troops, is a clear sign Tokayev has Moscow's backing. They are now helping to strengthen his position. In Nursultan, the capital renamed after Nazarbayev, state media no longer mentions his name. Internet blackouts have made it difficult to gauge public reaction. I finally reached a political activist via Telegram. He didn't want to be named.
There's informational chaos. We're kind of lost because we have a lot of rumors. People say that Nazarbayev has left country, that his relative left country. There is a power shift. All these stories and theories are based on this lack of information, rumors, and official propaganda.
Those rumors only adding to the uncertainty that now dominates life in Kazakhstan. Robin Forrestier Walker, Al Jazeera.
Paul Murphy is a member of the Irish Parliament with the People Before Profit Party, and he was previously a member of the European Parliament involved in human rights issues in Kazakhstan. He says long existing inequalities have fueled the protests.
Kazakhstan is a country with enormous natural wealth in terms of oil and gas reserves, and exploited by not only Russian oil companies, but also Western oil companies, Chevron, and so on. And also, of course, exploited by, or the benefits of which go to those at the very top of the society in Kazakhstan. So this massive wealth on the one hand, side by side with extreme poverty, including for those workers who are actually generating this wealth. And I think that that is the backdrop, combined with a very brutal authoritarian regime that brooks no disagreement, no opposition parties. And so really the fuel price rises, as I understand it, were the straw that broke the camel's back. And now you have an uprising to attempt to overthrow the dictatorship. Obviously you have games now within the dictatorship of different factions trying to maneuver for position. But certainly the feeling that I'm getting from the ground is a sense that the whole regime has to go, that the oil wealth should be under the control of ordinary people, of working class people in Kazakhstan, and used for their benefit. I think it is really a fight to the end between the regime and the uprising. And clearly the regime is very concerned. That's reflected in the internal struggles that are taking place, but also the brutality with which they're prepared to respond.